No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this ninth day of November. I'm David Brown. The Republican Party's only living former president made a call from his Texas home over the weekend, a traditional gesture, to the winner of the presidential contest in an era that seems long past. It was an expected grace note in American politics. The New York Times reports that after George W. Bush spoke on Sunday with Joe Biden, Bush released a statement. "Though we have political differences, I know Joe Biden to be a good man who has won his opportunity to lead and unify our country," close quote. But what's notable on this Monday is the reaction from others in Bush's party, or lack thereof when it comes to reactions. Yesterday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz insisted the race isn't over, appearing to back President Trump's push to challenge the outcome in the courts, while Senator John Cornyn appears to have taken the path preferred by many Republican politicians at the moment, silence on the question of the outcome of the race. Now, we've said since before Election Day we'd be following the Associated Press's call, and while that has no legal bearing per se, we and other news organizations around the world are moving forward with the presumption that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be taking the oaths of office on the West Front steps of the U.S. Capitol on January 20th, 2021. On that day and thereafter, what changes for Texas, and how careful should Texans be in calibrating their expectations? Carlos Huerta is a political science professor at Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi. Professor, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Oh, thank you. Looking forward to our conversation.
On President-elect Joe Biden's transition website, buildbackbetter.com, his team has highlighted four main priorities for his administration to tackle on day one. That's COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equity, and climate change. That's a lot to tackle on day one of anyone's presidency, but let's begin with COVID-19. Under a Biden administration, what do you see changing when it comes to the federal response to COVID-19?
Well, one thing I think is going to be changing with the federal response is we're going to see a renewed emphasis on the medical experts, and I would think that we're going to see the Center for Disease Control get a more high-profile role and perhaps less of the political pressure to say things. And so I think we're going to get a clear response from the federal government and a clear direction on how to proceed, perhaps more resources provided for states in a more coordinated manner.
And so would that change in terms of how we deal with the issue here in Texas, perhaps more guidance at the federal level or from the CDC?
Yeah, that would be my expectation. It's my understanding in these policy issues with public health, it's not as if the federal government will come in and, you know, dictate to states how to do things. We would hear comments that there were disputes in the CDC and other federal agencies about how to give guidance and what to say. And that's one thing I think will be clearer. You know, the states will still have, you know, a great deal of autonomy, but very clear guidance from the federal government and how to respond.
Let's move on to economic recovery. It's looking more likely Congress won't be passing another stimulus bill in the foreseeable future, perhaps not until Inauguration Day. And at that point, we don't know yet, but the Senate might still be Republican. How do you see that playing out?
One thing I might point out is, you know, Congress did pass a bipartisan bill for COVID relief, or an economic bill, back in the spring. So, you know, we do see evidence in the past that Congress can work in a bipartisan way with the president. And so we're going to see an effort, I would expect, from the Biden administration to pass something. If we don't see any kind of legislative action taken, I would expect to see a Biden administration use executive action as in as many places as they can to provide relief.
We're having to click through these rather quickly, but they're all on the agenda. Racial equity, of course, after this past summer of unrest and protest in cities like Austin over police funding. Do you see a change in the federal approach from a Biden administration when it comes to police funding and diverting funds to social services?
Well, I'm not so sure about the funding part. You know, a lot of it's local. There are grants from the federal government that can help with things like the social services you talked about. My suspicion is the biggest difference is going to be the Department of Justice's approach to this. The Obama administration had used consent decrees with police departments that have a history of violating rights, such as Ferguson, Missouri. And those ended in the Trump administration. I would expect to see the Justice Department reinstate those and pursue a more aggressive strategy on policing.
Immigration has been obviously a priority for the Trump administration. How does that change in a Biden administration?
Well, one thing I think we're going to see change is when it comes to Dreamers, much of the action that the Trump administration has gone through executive orders. So I would expect that we're not going to see that same kind of action with executive orders. Sometimes border wall funding is tied into immigration. Once again, I think, you know, that's a place we're going to see executive orders change. That really wasn't legislative build, border walls. It was executive orders. So those are some areas. And we'll see many members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, have all talked about trying to pass a bipartisan immigration bill. Well, here's an opportunity. So I expect we'll see efforts in Congress to try to pass some kind of immigration reform bills.
And climate change, what can Texans expect there? Big oil state, of course.
Well, I think it's interesting. People, you know, when they think about climate change, think about big oil in Texas. Texas is also a state of clean energy. Where I am in Corpus Christi, wind farms are real big. And so, we're going to have traditional energy. But I think, you know, any kind of push to renewable energies, you know, solar, wind, hey, we've got a lot of both. So I think there's opportunities for Texas.
Carlos Huerta is a political science professor at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Professor, thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.